Did some yard work this week. My parents were in town this weekend, and we went to Lowe's, and we were walking around, and my dad said, son, that big bag there of Miracle-Gro, you're going to need that. So I said, okay. So I do a lot of yard work. So I picked up the bag, and I must have weighed, no joke, 60, 70 pounds. It was one of the oversized bags. So I put it in the cart and brought it home. And we got all the plants out, and we were planting them. And so then I thought to myself, I got to get that bag out of the trunk. So I lifted the bag, and I put it down. And we have to redo the side of our house. So I said to my mom, I'm going to put the dirt on that side. I'm just going to carry the bag over there. And so she said, okay. So I picked up the bag off the floor, put it on my shoulder, and I carried it around. Of course, you know, the longer you walk, the further down you go with a bag. And I got to the side of the house, and I threw it on there. It was just such a relief to get that thing off my shoulder. So I walk around, and my sister and my dad and my wife are all sitting on lawn chairs in the front yard watching my mom and I work. She said she felt bad, but she still sat there. So we're starting to dig holes to put plants in, and my dad said, son, yeah, dad, you're going to need some of that Miracle-Gro to put in with the soil for those plants. I looked back and I said, are you serious? And he said, yeah, you're going to have to go get that bag and you're going to have to bring it around. You're going to have to put some of that soil in that. And my mom said, Judd, he does not. This is fine. It's going to grow. And dad says, son, you're going to have to go get that bag and you're going to have to bring around and bring some of that dirt in. Yeah, dad. So I got up and I walked around the side of the house and I reached down. And of course, it's not on anything. It's on the ground. So you have to reach down, use your legs, and hoist that 70-pound bag on my shoulder, and I walk around, and I get around, and I put it down, and my mom says, you don't need to do that. You don't need to open that bag to put the dirt into this with the flowers. Well, my dad says, well, maybe you don't. You know, it was, every time I lifted that bag, it was that dread. It was that heavy thing that you have to lift off the ground and put on your shoulder and bear all the way around the house. Of course, the cars were parked there. You had to go around all these obstacles and you have to, you know, slide through places. It was just such a relief then after every time I would throw that bag down. We have the same emotional things that go on, and they're usually relationally driven. You know, I was talking to a friend, and we were talking about, of course, I have three teenagers. We're talking about those times of adolescence and how everything is centered emotionally around, usually around relationships. How does this person think of me? What does that person think of me? What do I think of that person? How are we getting along? Am I invited to their party? Am I not invited to the party? Why is she sitting with him? Why is he sitting with that guy and their friends, and I don't think they like me? And all those things. I said, you would not pay me enough to go back to that time. But those are some of the relational burdens, I'm sorry, that we all still carry. They're relationally driven, and they're a 70-pound bag of dirt that we carry around, and we don't have to carry it around. There are so many relational, all of relational needs are satisfied in Jesus Christ. He says, you know what? Take that dirt off your shoulder. You don't need to carry it around with you when you're walking around, because I accept you. I accept you. I know your sin. I know the things that you think sometimes of me. I know the rebellion that's in your heart. And I love you. I desire relationship with you. in the NIV. Matthew chapter 11. Now, obviously, Jesus knows this about his Father. And not only is he delighted in that characteristic, he's delighted that that characteristic applies to those he's seeing, those he's encountering, and those who would come in relationship with the Father. And so Jesus said, At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children." Children who are in places of desire, of want, of relationship. Children who want that approval and that acceptance. Jesus said, it's at those points that God has revealed this truth about grace, about love, about salvation, about acceptance. He says, you've hid it from those learned and those wise in the world, because the people that are wise and learned in this aspect, in this context, he's talking about those who rely on themselves. Those who put their trust in their own ability and their own intellect and their own wisdom. God's saying to us, be in places of vulnerability. Come to me. I accept you. There's love. There's grace. Be vulnerable, before me. Be open. Be transparent. I will give you what you need relationally, emotionally. Yes, Father, this is what you were pleased to do. This is God's characteristic. This gives him delight and pleasure to give love and grace and acceptance to those who shouldn't be accepted. He goes on to say, "All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Jesus is God. He was, he is, he always will be. But this characteristic of God, Jesus is delivering to us. God's giving this opportunity for us to experience this through his Son, Jesus. And Jesus carries this to us in relationship. And so Jesus says, you know what? Come to me. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all those who are carrying all this baggage that you don't have to. Come, take the baggage off, into relationship to where you're loved, you're accepted. He says, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. If there's one aspect of God's character revealed through Jesus Christ that is amazing to me, is how humble Jesus was when he walked this earth. How engaged he was with the down and out, the neglected, those who've been ostracized. Those who had received labels, who were not accepted in the community, not accepted in society, definitely not accepted in any kind of relationship, friendship. Jesus was so humble and pure of heart that those are the people that he went to and said, you know what, you are accepted. You're loved. The gentleness in which he approached them. Jesus says, learn from me. I'm humble. In other words, learn from me. I don't look to try to impress anybody. I don't look to try other means by which to be accepted by anybody else. I don't put out there a facade in order that I would be accepted. He says, I'm humble. I'm gentle. And in that, you will find rest for your souls. Is there anxiety, especially in relationship? Is there a downcast in spirit, there's confidence in the fact that the Son of God came to show you that you are accepted and loved. That's all the confidence that you need. Our anxiety, our unrest, is usually because we're trying to put something out that we aren't, in order that we would be liked. That was my whole junior high career. God says, learn from me. I'm gentle. I'm humble. I recognize the sufficiency in the Father. I recognize the sufficiency of relationship. And I accept you. You will find rest for your souls. Then he says, for my burden is light, or my yoke is easy, my burden is light. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. You don't have to put on airs before me. You don't have to try to impress me. You don't try to have to give me all the reasons why I should like you. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. Be humble in spirit. Recognize your need for Him. Recognize your inadequacies of yourself. Recognize that you should have the confidence that the Father, God the Father, has sent His Son in order that you would be acceptable in His sight. And He loves you that deeply. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. We're going to take some time. There will be people on the walls. Not because they're not accepted, because they want to pray with you. And so if you have a need, a burden, and God says, you know what? I want you to pray with somebody. That's what they're there for. It's not a matter of you having to come clean on some great sin. That's why they're there. They're there in order to agree with you and go to the Father, that He would change your perspective about yourself, really, and about Him and about the world around you. So let's take some time.